Begin the current daf, Masechtas Becharis daf Lamed. Begin 8 lines down for the top of the Yamed, where the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing the theme of the previous Mishnah, is regarding suspicion, which related to the topic of our parak regarding the laws of Becharis, where if someone suspects regarding Becharis, regarding inappropriateness regarding the firstborn, and so too we had a Mishnah that spoke about actually the opening of our Mishnah, HaChashar al HaShvias. If someone is suspect regarding the laws of Shemitah, whereas that he either does business with it, or he plans during the Shemitah year, so in that Mishnah says, in the chasher ala maisus, that doesn't make him suspect regarding the laws of tithes. So if let's say someone buys produce from him in the other years of the Shemitah cycle, not in the Shemitah year itself, you don't have to say that most definitely he does inappropriately, and it's for sure tevel untithed, and that you definitively have to take maisa. Rather, it'll be like classically when you buy from an Amah Aretz, where you have to go ahead and separate maisus out of doubt, which is the laws of demai, but not like he's definitely suspect regarding the laws of maisus. And the Gemara is going to explain the reason for all the halachas of our Mishnah, which includes the reverse. Hachashar ala maisus, if someone is suspect regarding not taking off the appropriate tithes, in the chashar ala shvist, that does not make him automatically suspect regarding the laws of the Shemitah year, and that is you could buy stuff from him in the Shemitah year, not assuming that he's going and using Shemitah produce. Now, hachashar al zeh val zeh, if someone is suspect both regarding the laws of Shemitah and regarding the laws of Maisus, Chashar al HaTayrus, he's then also automatically suspect regarding the laws of purity in food items. Now, however, V'yeshu Chashar al HaTayrus, there's someone that can be suspect regarding the laws of Tahirus regarding food items, but V'ein HaChashar lo Yalzeh v'lo Yalzeh, and he's not suspect regarding the laws of Shemitah and regarding the laws of Maisus. Now, additionally, another halacha says the Mishnah Zah called this the rule. HaChashar al Dav, if someone is suspect regarding anything, whatever it is, whether implicitly or included in something, Loi Danoi v'loi Mi'idah, he cannot judge regarding that thing, neither could he testify regarding that thing, because he's suspect in that area of halacha. Now, the Gemara asks regarding the opening halacha of a Mishnah, my time, what's the reason if someone is suspect regarding the laws of Shemitah, it does not automatically make him suspect regarding the laws of Maisus? So says the Gemara, because Shvi'is Loi Bo'yachema. Shemitah produce does not limit it to the area of the walled in the area of Yerushalayim. Maiser, keeping the Bayechema, but the laws of the tithes, since it requires the walls of Yerushalayim, because one cannot eat Maiser Sheini, the second tithes only if it's within the walls of Yerushalayim, like the Pasuk says in Devarim Yudal, B'chat Lefnei Hashem Lekecha, which means in Yerushalayim. So Chamerle, so people treat a little bit more stringently, and therefore, although he'd suspect regarding the laws of Shemitah, that it does not automatically make him, he might be more careful with the laws of Maiser, because it has that added stringency, and therefore, he would not suspect him automatically regarding the laws of Maiser. Now, the truth is in the reverse too. HaChashar al HaMaiser, if someone is suspect regarding the laws of Maiser, he's not of Maiser Shein, he's not automatically suspect regarding the laws of the Shemitah produce. Says him on my timer, because here you could say the opposite too. Maiser is le pidyon. Maiser Shein, he could be redeemed. If someone doesn't want to take all his second tithes up to Yerushalayim, he could redeem it into money and take the money up to Yerushalayim. But Shvi is regarding Shemitah produce, kimin dekom mitzrolei, since the Shemitah produce has prohibitions on it. The lesle pidyon, and it cannot be fully redeemed, because the halacha tells us that the last thing that the redemption's on has the Shemitah sanctity on it, besides the original produce itself. So chamirolei, so there's a certain stringency regarding Shemitah, so although he'll be lenient, possibly, and be suspect regarding the laws of Mais or Sheini, that does not automatically make him suspect regarding the laws of Shemitah, and therefore, being suspect of one would not automatically include the other one. Now, but then the Mishnah continues, says, HaChashar al zeh val zeh, but if he's suspect regarding Shemitah and Maiser, then he's automatically suspect regarding the laws of Tahirus of his produce. Explains the Gemara, because kibin HaChashar adai reisa, since he's suspect regarding the laws of biblical law regarding Shemitah produce and Maiser Sheini, so koshkin ad rabbanan. So for sure he's going to be suspect regarding rabbinic law, which Tahirus, regarding that a person should eat his chulin, his unconsecrated produce, in the state of purity, that's only rabbinic stringency. So if he suspects regarding biblical law, for sure he suspects regarding rabbinic law. But then the Mishnah said, the inverse, v'yesh chashar al HaTayrus, but someone could be suspect regarding the laws of that his produce is not really tahar, and he's claiming that it is, but he's not going to be suspect regarding the laws of Shemitah and of Maiser produce. My time, what's the reason? Because Nehi Adri Rabban HaChashar, though he suspect regarding rabbinic law, Adarais, Lei Chashar, that does not automatically make him suspect regarding biblical law. Now, however, the Gemara asks, Vermini, this seems to be contradictive in the following Braisa. The Braisa says, Neman ala Tahiris, if someone is trustworthy regarding purity of his chulin produce, Neman al Shvias, then he's trustworthy, he's believed regarding that, regarding Shemitah produce. Now, the inference is, HaChashar, but if he is suspect regarding Tahiris, Chashar, then he is suspect regarding Shemitah produce, which is not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said he can be suspect on Tahiris, but not be suspect on Shemitah produce, and that seems to be contradictive in the Braisa. So Amr Belayi says that it's not a difficulty. Masnid in our Mishnah that said that you're not automatically suspect regarding Shemitah produce, although you suspect regarding Tyrus, is for example, Kishriyanuhu Shenoyig, where we saw that he was accustomed and he was practicing the laws of Maisus and Shemitah produce, Betzinna Betech Beisai, in concealment in his house, where we saw privately he was having these halachas. But you can't say that it's only making a show for everyone out there in the public, since he was doing it privately. Therefore, although he suspects, we know he suspects regarding Tyrus, but you don't have to suspect him regarding Shemitah produce and regarding Maisa, which are biblical law. And plus, we know that in private, we saw that he is careful with those halachas. So therefore, that's different than the case of the Braisa, where if we don't know he's practicing privately, then we'll suspect him regarding Shemitah and Maisa too. Another interpretation, he says, the case of our Mishnah that says he is suspect, is regarding the Bryce that says he is suspect, is for example where he was already suspected regarding both of them at one point. At one point, we were suspecting him that regarding Shemitah produce and Tyrus, he's not careful. Then he came in front of the rabbis and he accepted both of them, that he's going to be careful regarding both of them. That's what the Braisa said, that if he's Neman on Tyrus, he's Neman on Shviz. But then he became suspect regarding one of them. Oh, that's where Damina, we say in the Braisa, Migid the Chashraha, so he accepted both together, where originally he would suspect them both. So once we're suspecting him on one, Chashin Namayidach, then we're going to suspect the most on the other one. But when you don't have such a case, like in the case of our Mishnah, being suspect on Tyrus does not automatically make you suspect regarding the laws of Shemitah. Now, Amr Rabba Babachana Amr Bichni says that Zu Divri Bikiva, this that we learned in the Mishnah, that if someone is suspect regarding Shemitah produce, it does not automatically make him suspect regarding the laws of Meiser, that's the opinion of Rabbi Kiva that's Stimta, which means to say that there are many Mishnayis in Shas that are anonymous, like the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, and so to our Mishnah, which is anonymous Mishnah, is really going like the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. But the sages say they disagree. They say chashad al shviz is someone that suspects regarding the Shemitah produce. Then chashad al ma'isa, then he's also automatically going to be suspected regarding the laws of ma'isa sheni. Says Gemara Mantracham, who are these sages that disagree with our Mishnah with Rabbi Kiva? It's Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because the ba'as of Rabbi Yehuda in the locale of Rabbi Yehuda in his place, shviz chamir lehu. The laws of Shemitah were very stringent to them, and therefore, if someone suspects on something as stringent as Shemitah produce, which was stringent for them, for sure he's going to be suspect regarding the laws of ma'isa sheni. Because as we find, there was someone that in the location of Rabbi Yehuda, he called his friend a disparaging comment, Dayara bar dayarta. He's saying, you're a convert, the son of a female convert. On that Amalei, his friend responded back. He said, Taisi li, at least I get reward, that I don't need Shemitah produce like you. So you see that the laws of Shemitah produce were very stringent with him, and therefore that's how he was cursing him. So therefore, if someone suspects regarding Shemitah produce, for sure, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he's going to be suspect regarding the laws of Maisa. That's one version. Igadamri, that those that say that Am Rabba Babachana Am Rabbi Yechanan, he says, yeah, like we said, Zu Divri Rabbi Kiva says Stimta. Our mission is going like Rabbi Kiva, the anonymous. Avachachamayim, but the sages say the other way. Chashad ala Maisa, Chashad ala Shviz. If someone is suspect even regarding Maisa, he's going to be suspect even on the most stringent one of Shemitah. Uman Chacham, according to this version, who are the sages? That's Rabbi Meiri. Dama that he says, Chashal Davar Echa, if someone suspects regarding even one area, have a Chashal Chal Tarakula, he suspects regarding the whole Tyra, even as we're saying, possibly that of Shemitah, which is more stringent, still you're suspected one, now we suspect it regarding all of it. Now, regarding actually these two different interpretations, the Gemara brings that Rebyein of Reb Yirmiyah were Tamidi Reb Zeira, or Vamila, some say it's actually Rebyein of Reb Zeira, who they were Tamidi Reb Yechanan, that they had this machlekes regarding what was this version. Chadama once said, yes, our mission is Rabbi Kiva Simta. Avachachamam, the sages disagree, and they say, Chashad ala Shavis, if someone suspects regarding the laws of the Shemitah produce, so then as we continue to Talmud Beis, Chashad ala Meiser, then he's going to be suspected regarding the laws of Meiser. Umachacham, that's like the first version we brought, who are these sages? That's Rabbi Yehuda, who he says, since Shavis by him was they were more stringent, so automatically, for sure, you're going to be suspected regarding the less stringent of Meiser Sheni produce. Now, Chadama, the other one that Amiram said, Hachashad ala Meiser, Chashad ala Shvius. It was those the Chachamah disagreeing, and they're saying that even if someone suspects regarding Meiser, he's going to be suspect even on the Shemitah produce. And for sure, if he's suspect regarding Shemitah produce, he's going to be suspect regarding Meiser. So who are these sages? It's Reb Meir, as the Gemara is going to shortly quote, that he holds that if you chashed a davar echad, no matter what it is, you're going to be chashed l'chol terekula. The Tanakh learned the brisa. Ama arit shekibul alav divri chaveris. An ignoramus, who they suspect regarding certain areas of halacha, according to the laws of Tyrus, if he accepts upon them the words and the category of being a chaver, which is a higher level of being careful with certain laws of Tyrus, but then v'nechshul adavar echad, he becomes suspect regarding one area of all those category of halachas, then nechshul l'chal tarakul, then he's suspect regarding the whole entire Torah, that's the remeir, which that's his opinion. You're suspect in one, we suspect you in all. Whereas v'chachamim, the sages say that no, ain't a nechshul elois adavar bavad, you only suspect regarding that area itself. And therefore, again, this is the source of we're bringing this halacha of remeir, according to that version, that he's the chacham that say, no matter what you suspect on, you suspect regarding everything. Now, once we brought this in, the Gemara continues for the rest, going into the next daf on these laws of chaverus, which is where we brought in this source of this halacha of Remeir. Now, similarly, the Gebraisa continues, Hager Shekibalab Divri Tyre, similar to accepting the category of chaverus, if a convert who's becoming a Jew accepts all the halachas of the Tyre which he has to become a ger, then even if he becomes suspect regarding one halacha, have a chashal chal terakul, and then he suspect for all the areas halacha that we don't trust him. Now, but v'harei ki Yisrael mumer, but he's like a renegade Jew, meaning to say, it doesn't make him now, oh, that means to say he's not really a Jew, he's really a non-Jew, as if he didn't convert. No, he converted, he became a Jew. Now that we suspect him regarding the whole Torah, he's like a renegade Jew. Nafkimina, the halachic relevancy of that is the ikadish. If he goes and engages a woman, after that he threw it off, he says, I don't want to be a Jew anymore. Kiddush of kiddushin. His kiddushin is a kiddushin. He's considered a full-fledged Jew. He's just not practicing. And therefore, in halacha, what he's engaged to the woman, she's considered engaged to this man. Now, turn about Linda Braisa, continuing on this theme that we had introduced, this of becoming a chaver. So someone accepts the category, the words of being a chaver, which the Braisa Masechtas Demai explains what that means to say is, for example, he doesn't give his trumas and maisers to an ama oretz, he doesn't prepare his tyrus near an ama oretz, he eats his chulin, even unconsecrated produce, in a state of purity, he tithes everything that he eats and that he sells and that he buys. So if someone accepts that category, chutz midavar echad, except for one of them he's not accepting, so in makabel leisa, then we don't accept him. It's an all or nothing package. So to oivik achavim shabal akabel divrei Torah, a non-Jew who wants to accept the words of the Torah to be a Jew, chutz min davar echad, except for one halacha, in makabel leisa, then we don't accept him to be a ger. Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, he says, afilu dikduk echad midivrei seifim, even one of the minutia of the words of the sages, even the stringency of the rabbis, if he's not going to accept that, then we don't accept him as a ger. Ben Levi, so too, if there's a Levi who's accepting all the halachas that are required upon a Levi when he wants to come to sing or to serve or to close the gates, or the kain shabola kabel divrei kuna, or a kain that accepts also the category of halachas that a kain needs, chutz min davar echad, if they're accepting besides one halacha, then we don't accept them. Shem, like it says the pasuk in Yikra, it says, Hamarkav is dama shlamim v'goyim, whoever sacrifices the blood of the carbon shlamim and the fats from the sons of Aaron, for him he gets the right thigh as a gift. Now, what that teaches us is, ha'avodah ha'masrul levnei Aaron, the pasuk specifies, mibnei Aaron, which means to say that the service which is given for the sons of Aaron sounds like whoever has all the laws of the sons of Aaron, he's going to get, like the pasuk concludes, the right thigh as a gift. Which teaches us, kol koin she'ena moidibah, but any koin that does not agree to all the halachas, in l'chelik b'kuna, he does not get a portion in the kahana gifts. We don't accept him for that category. Tarabon, learn the b'raisa. Habol kabel divri chaver, someone that's coming to accept the halachas of being a chaver. So imri anuhu shenoig b'tzinah b'teich b'esa. So if we saw that in private, he was accustomed himself that even before he's coming to accept this category of being a chaver, that we saw in private, he was already practicing these types of stringencies. And therefore, we don't have to suspect him to say, oh, he's only making believe now because he wants this higher standard, but he's really not practicing. We knew that he was already practicing like this. So then we accept him, meaning we already presume him to be like a chaver and trusted in all these areas of halacha regarding Tyrus and so on. And then we go and we teach him all the specifics of the law, but we currently accept him as that category. Now, but if we didn't see him in practice, in private practicing like this, then malam de noisei v'ach kech mekam noisei. Then we first teach him, and then we'll accept him as a chaver. He says, no, benkach benkach, in either way, whether we saw him practicing in private or not, we first accept him, and then he learns as he goes, as he keeps on going on, he learns all the more specifics of these halachas. We accept for wings. What that means to say is that the first thing is that we accept the person that he's going to wash his hands before he's going to eat, and before he touches food items of truma, because a person's hands, we suspect, we always assume that they're considered a sheni letuma, which could be metame truma. So first, we accept him that he's going to wash his hands before he involves himself with these things. Va'achkech mekam l'tahiris, and then we accept him for the stringencies of other tahiris, which is that we presume that his purities are totally pure, which is to be able to eat truma, that's as if it's full-fledged truma that's tar. Now, the imam are in the makabal elikunafayim. Let's say he says, I only want to accept this of the wings, which is washing one's hands before involving with food items. The makabal, I say, then we accept him because really, he's not leaving out a full thing because he's accepting netilas yadayim, which that's really the primary thing of eating one's chulin in a state of tara. Now, but let's say kibul taharis velikibul kunafayim. Let's say he wants to accept the level of all other purities, and he's not accepting the halacha of washing his hands before involving himself with food. Then aflat taharis lekibul. Then he has not even accepted the halachas of other tahiris, because since regarding the laws of matilas yadayim, which is the easy thing to do, he can't go ahead and accept. Then for sure he's not going to be careful in the other things of tahiris that he's claiming to be careful with, not to pierce Tyrus near Amaretz, and so on and so forth. We don't trust him even for that, because the first step has to be Knafayim, the wings, which refers to the washing of the hands before eating his food. Now, Tarnabon Lunda Brysa, Ad Kama Mekabon Leisei. Until how long does it take to accept the status of being a Chaver, which is that we should then accept him right away and presume that he's considered a Chaver? So Bishamarim, they say, Lemashkin, for the laws of liquids, Shleshim Yaim, which is if he accepted upon himself the status of a chaver until 30 days, up until after the 30-day mark, then we already trust him from that point on regarding the purity of liquids, which is a lesser type of a tumma, because the tumma's a mashkin is only rabbinic, as the Gemara says in the first Perek Masechta Pesachim of Tazayin Beis. So there, if he's practicing as a chaver for 30 days, then we can trust him regarding liquids. Now, luksus regarding garments. To consider his garments like that of a chaver, which the Gemara Chagiga of Yud Ches Mem Beis says that a garment of an Amaretz is considered medrus, like it has Tumah Zav, which was stepped on by a person that's tummy for Prushim, for people that are separated from Tumas. So to consider his garments as Tara, as a higher level of Tara, that requires Shnei Masa Chaydush. If he had accepted already the halachas of Chaveritz for a period of 12 months, then we could presume that his garments, which could have more severe Tumah, that of Tumah of Medrus, that would take 12 months. They say, no, for both, for garments and even for liquids, you have to have been practicing for 12 months. Says the Gemara, Imkain, if that's the case, that would make this one of the cases that Beishami is lenient and Beishil is stringent, that they hold for liquids is not enough 30 days, you have to go up until 12 months. Now the thing is, if that's the case, it should have been listed in the list of things which, because generally Beishami is machram, Beishil is lenient, there is a list of six things in Masechta Sidius in the fifth parak, where it talks about the leniencies of Beisham and the stringencies of Beisil. And if it's the way we just said it, it should have said this case too. Ella rather says the Gemara, no, Beisil oimim echazev echazev l'shleishim, that both liquids and even garments only requires having already been practicing for 30 days. Now another interpretation, Rashi, is when it says ad kama makab naisai, as like we said before, if let's say he had already been practicing in private in his house, that we could accept him right away. How long does he have had to been doing this in private in his house to accept him right away? That's what it'd be saying, either 30 days or 12 months in regards to these halachas. Then, okay, we know he was practicing already, we accept him right away. So it's either from before to accept him immediately, or once he accepted and he's been practicing, then we can presume that his things are tar. Now, the Gemara continues a simon and mnemonic for the braises that we're going to bring regarding this topic of chaveris, of accepting the halachas of being a chaver, regarding these laws of being trusted, regarding the laws of tairis, are chaver, Talmud, Tcheles, Meches, Chazar, Gabai, and Ba'atmai, which continues on the next daf. So the Gemara says, "Turn about when the brayson habol kabel divir chaveris." That's the first mnemonic of chaver. Someone that accepting upon himself the halachas of being a chaver. So tzarch l'kabel b'fnei shloish l'chaver. The acceptance of this status has to be in front of three people that are already considered a chaver. Now, but ubanov ubnei beisai, but his sons and his family in the tzarch l'kabel b'fnei shloish chaverim, they don't have to accept it in front of three chaverim. As long as the father, the patriarch, is accepting, the family is included. Now, Rav Shimon Gamliel, he says, no, avbanav ubnei beisai tzarch l'kabel b'fnei shloish chaverim. Even his sons and his family, they have to all accept in front of three tamid chacham, three chaverim, which are they already are practicing these halachas. The fisha in the dem a chaver shekibel, because you can't compare a chaver that accepted himself leben chaver shekibel to the son of the chaver who had accepted because his father had accepted. Where if he didn't accept himself, it's just because he's secondary to his father. Most definitely, his father is going to be more careful because he made the acceptance. So we want the person himself, including the family, to go ahead and make their own acceptance. That's one interpretation. Or actually, this statement of Lefisha in the Daimer is actually going back on the Tanakhama. Why does the Tanakhama say that the sons and the family don't need an acceptance? So that's the Tanakhama saying is because you cannot compare the person himself who is accepting to the son of the one who had accepted, because a Ben Chaver is not suspected because his father already brought him up and trained him like that. So that's why the son and the family don't have to make their own acceptance. Tanaban Wunda Braisa. If someone's coming to accept the halachas of being a chaver, like we said before, it has to be accepted in front of three others who are practicing chaverim. And this is the next mnemonic of Talmud. Even a Talmudic scholar, if he wants to be considered like a chaver, to treat that we treat his things like tahar, also has to accept in front of three chaverim. Now, but Zakin B'Yeshiva Yeshiva, an elderly one who sits in the yeshiva, he is the head of the Talmudic Academy, in the Tzarech L'Kabal B'Fnei Shleish Chaverim, he does not have to accept it in front of three Chaverim. Shekvar Kibul Alav Mishosh Shayashav, he already accepted these statuses from when he became the one who's sitting there as the big Talmud Chacham, as the Gadol, and therefore he already has that status, he doesn't have to take this acceptance in front of three Chaverim. Now, B'Sholayim, he says, Av Talmud Chacham in the Tzarech L'Kabal B'Fnei Shleish Chaverim. He says also, Talmudic scholar does not have to take this acceptance in front of three Chaverim. And he says, V'loy, not only that, Ela Shachem Ekam L'Fanav. But even others could accept their Chaverus in front of not only three Chaverim, but even in front of a Talmud Chacham who never officially made this acceptance, because we presume a Talmud Chacham has this status already. Now, Amr B'Yechanan, he says, it was in the days of the son of Reb Chanina ben Atignas that this Mishnah of the Tanakhama, who said that even the Talmud Chacham has to make this acceptance in front of the three Chaverim, it was during his days that this Mishnah was taught. As the Gemara illustrates, because Rabbi Yehuda of Rabbi Yesi, estapakluhu milsa b'tahiris, they had a doubt in some food item, some element, something, in the laws of Tahiris, where they had a story and they didn't know what the halacha was. So Shadru, they sent a pair of Rabbanan, of rabbis, Lagabe Benoish, Reb Chanin ben Antignas, to the son of Reb Chanin ben Antignas. The Gersa takes out the letter Aleph. Zilu Amr Leila Einba, they said to these rabbis, go ahead and tell him to look into this matter regarding these laws of Tahiris. Now they went, and Ashkechu de Kotorin Tahiris, they found that he was carrying his own things that had Tahiris, that were tar. Now, so Eisiv Rabbanan Mididei, he went and he put that from his own students that were with him, who had accepted upon themselves the status of chaveris, legabayu, to be near those emissaries who had been coming to ask the question. So they were standing guard, protecting against those rabbis, so that they don't make his tyrus tummy. V'koyiu leyunuba, and then he went to analyze the question that they had sent him. Now, Asu Amulei Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yisi, when these rabbis came back, they said to Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yisi, what had happened that he didn't trust them regarding his tahiris? So Amulei Rabbi Yehuda said to them, Aviv shel zeh biza tamid chacham, the father of this one, meaning of who they had of Reb Chanina ben Atignas, he disgraced the Talmudic scholars. Which Rashi says that he was only saying this out of anger, but that wasn't the case. Which Tosfos says that his father actually did suspect the Talmid Chacham regarding Tahiris. Also, he's saying that the son also, he's disgracing the Talmudic scholars, like as if he doesn't trust Talmid Chacham. Now, on the Rabbi Yisi said to him, Kavayit Zakan, the dignity, the honor of the elder, the father and the son, let it stay in its place. Because Elamayim Shachar Beis HaMikdash, from the day that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Nogu Kahanim Silsel Batzman, the Kahanim, which Reb Chanina ben Atignas was a Kayin, they treated a higher level by themselves, She'em Meisen Es HaTaharis L'Chaladim, that they don't give her things of Taharis to any person, meaning even the Talmud Chacham, like we said, it was during those days that this Mishnah was taught, that although Talmud Chacham generally has these statuses, that even them they didn't trust, that they have to also be Mekabel B'Fnei Shleish HaChaver. Tanaban Mu'na Braisa, Chaver Shemes, if there's a chaver that the patriarch that died, so Ishtay Uvanov of Nevesai, so his wife, his sons, and his family, Harehin Mechaskas and Ache Yechshud. So the whole family, which we said is included in this presumption of chaveres, they retain that presumption until they become suspect that they're not careful with it. And V'chein Chatzar Shemechem Batcheles, so to a courtyard where they sell tcheles, which is that of, comes from this chelazen fish, which is uniquely that element, which is where you could go out and use this blue wool that can be used for like the laws of tzitzis. They're also, we presume that they're selling true, genuine tcheles until they become invalidated, where we find out that they're selling kala ilan, indigo, which is looks like tcheles, but it's not really, and only then will they become invalidated. But up until we know otherwise, we presume that they have their cheskes kashas. Now, turn about when the brisa, Eishes ama oretz, shenisses lachaver. The wife of an ignoramus, who, when she leaves that marriage, and then she gets married to a chaver, or v'chein bita shel ama oretz, shenisses lachaver, or the daughter of an ama oretz, who now marries a chaver, or v'chein avdi shel ama oretz, shenimka lachaver, or the slave of an ama oretz, that gets sold to a chaver. So, kulun tzrichen lekabel, divrei chaveres betchila, they all have to now initially go ahead and accept upon themselves the status of chaveres, because up until now they were by an Ama Aretz who didn't practice these stringencies. So now when they're coming into the Chavar's domain, they have to go ahead and accept upon them before we presume that they're practicing like the laws of a Chavar. Now, although we said previously that actually the family does not have to make their own acceptance, here it's different because since at the time of the Kabbalah, when this Chavar became a Chavar, they weren't by him, either married to him or became into his family. So you could say that they're still practicing the way they were before they came in, which was from that Ama Aretz, and therefore they have to make an official Kabbalah. Now, Aval Eishes Chaver Shenisses L'Ama Aretz, but if the wife of a Chaver, who then when she left that marriage, married an Ama Aretz, or V'chein Bita Shel Chaver Shenisses L'Ama Aretz, or the daughter of a Chaver, who got married to an Ama Aretz, or V'chein Abdi Shel Chaver Shenimka L'Ama Aretz, or the slave of a Chaver, who then was sold to an Ama Aretz, they don't have to go ahead and accept now initially a chaveris if, let's say, they go ahead and they go back to a chaver, which then a third marriage or a second marriage or being sold back to a chaver. When they go back, since they had initially been by a chaver, they don't have to go ahead now and make a new acceptance when they move back into a chaver's family. But Remeir, he says, he disagrees. He says, no, even there, they would have to now make a new kabbalah of chaveris initially. As the Brisa teaches, Reb Shimon ben Elazar, Reb Shimon Remeir, like he says in the name of Remeir, that Maisa be Isha Achas Shenisses L'Chaver. There was such an incident with a woman who was married to a Chaver, and she would tie on the tefillin on his arms. So you see that she was helping him in his halachas of that he was careful in. But then Nisses L'Ama Aretz, when she got married to Ama Aretz, here also she was tying onto her husband's arm. But here she was now tying on inappropriate things, where the tax collectors are generally suspect in certain halachas, and they have certain receipts for the tax collectors when people pay the taxes. So they give them this receipt so that the tax collector, a second one, should not go ahead and collect from them. So she was wrapping on those receipts on his arm, where we see, says Remeir, that although she was by a chaver and she was treated with that regard, but when she leaves that and goes back to Nama Aretz, then she might fall back. So even if they're going back to a chaver, they would have to make a new kabbalah, like a tchila, initially when they go back into the family of a chaver.